Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, people! Welcome to the show! I hope you've got all of your bags and biscuits in a row. Got all your little bits and get all these things coming together. It's going to be a lovely show today. We're going to talk about stuff. And hello, Jazzy! How are you doing today?
Well, my arm hurts.
Oh, well, I can fix that.
Flu shot. You can fix the flu shot?
I can.
Yeah?
Yes, because I've got my own particular brand of confabulation for today. It's called, I got home about half an hour ago, and I am hungry. Very, very, very hungry.
I'm not tasty.
It don't matter. I'm hungry. Hungry.
But I'm not tasty.
Put it this way. I'm hungry. I just ate half a box of cereal because I'm still hungry. I got cookies sitting there waiting for the break. I got the cola sitting there waiting for the break. Or pauses, however that will roll. And if somebody comes near me today, I'm probably going to eat them. Eat them. Yum.
Oh, boy.
May even forgo their garlic
everyone
sauce.
Want to keep your brains? Stay away from ZZ.
For a little bit. For a little bit. And then I'll go find him anyways. So, we are episode 39 today. Isn't that spectacular?
Yay!
Ooh, and I wanted to take care of a little bit of business first thing before we go any further. We are, that being the TMV Cafe, we got us a thingy thing going on with the Shorty Awards. So we want everybody and their brothers and their sisters and their little rugrat thingies running around in the whatevers to go over and vote at the Shorty Awards, which is at http://shortyawards.com/TMVCAFE. TMV Cafe. See how that works? See?
Yes.
Jack, yes, I have a thing. I actually got a couple of things. One of the scary things. Ooh, I don't think you want to know about today. Issue number one of Superior Spider-Man came out today. Eek! I'm going to talk about
Spider-Man.
That for a sec. No, Boo Spider-Man.
Boo Spider-Man?
Boo Spider-Man.
Is it not good?
You didn't read issue 700 where they killed Spider-Man, did you?
They killed Spider-Man?
They killed Spider-Man.
Did they squash him like a spider?
Huh? Squashed him like a bug? Yes.
Him? Yeah.
Actually, how they handled that was less than what I would consider well. And apparently Jack doesn't want me to spoil it for him, so I won't tell him, but I'm very disappointed with it. It's a good thing that it's over, because I'm not going to buy anymore.
Uh-oh. Well, that says something if you're not going to buy anymore.
Well, I kind of stopped buying Spider-Man after J. Michael Straczynski stopped writing Spider-Man, because I liked what he was writing, but when they changed it over to the next guy writing after him, that just storyline just went stupid, and I stopped reading it.
I see.
It made me very sad. Very sad. But, so, you know what we're talking about today on today's episode, right?
I know we talked about it.
Music.
Music, that's
we're going to
right.
talk about music today. And how, and why, and where, and all sorts of stuff about music and TV and mostly movies. Because, let's face it, mostly we're doing movie stuff in horror. Horror is much more of a visual medium. It's more of a what we call a sensual medium, because it's always trying to apply to the senses as opposed to the brain. Because let's face it, horror is supposed to be scary stuff, right? It's supposed to get you in the little curly parts and say, ah, scary! Good horror can scare the crap out of you. Bad horror just makes you look and go giggle. Look at that dude just chopped his head off and it rolled down the row. I giggle. I watch horror movies. I'm horrible. People don't want to sit beside me when I watch movies because I giggle loudly. It's what I do. I like it. So, let me talk a little bit about music. Maybe a lot of it about music. Because I love music. Totally love music. Anybody who knows me knows I love music. Because I've got like, I don't know, 60,000 songs on my playlist or whatever somewhere. It's a lot of music.
Yeah. That's a lot of music. A
little bit. But then, like I said, I love music. Music makes me happy in my happy place. Happy place, happy place. Then I don't have to eat somebody's face. See how that worked?
Yeah. Okay, so we gotta keep ZZ in his happy place so he does not eat people's faces.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about a couple of movies here that I really like, and they're pivotal in how the music impacts them. Because I want to point out a couple of differences in the way that music is used. For example, older movies, you find much less in the way of music in the movie. Not as pervasive. It's, hey, look, a little bit of music goes in there and that's it. Like a little bit of intro music, a little bit of extra music, that's it. And that's cool. I like that. Nowadays, though, I think one of the things that really makes it difficult to watch some movies is because they keep using it as part of the scare device. Okay, creeping up, the music's going quietly. Bam! No. It's supposed to help make you jump. It's like a cheap effect. Drives me up the wall because you can see it coming. Because the crescendo of the music as it's going up is going to grow. Bam! You know there's going to be a scare there. And it's lame. I hate that. The most effective use of this that I have ever seen. Have you ever seen the movie 28 Days Later?
Yes.
Okay. So the beginning of the movie has the main character waking up in the hospital wondering, what the hell's going on? Nobody's around. And it's like a good 10-15 minutes of this, which nothing going on. Nothing. He's just kind of figuring out whatever. And the music is taking about 5 minutes to go, and it's going slowly and slowly, slowly, slowly. Actually, sorry, I'm taking that back. There's no music playing for the beginning of the movie. Nothing, just sound effects, da-da-da. And then he gets to the car. Bam! Sets off the car alarm. Really scares the crap out of you. And then the music slowly starts slowly getting louder and louder and louder and playing through. And then the movie goes into full gear. Love the way that they did that because I thought it was cool. Wait, what? Yeah! EW is surprised that you saw the movie.
I know. Sometimes, EW, I do surprise people and watch some movies that ZZ may talk about.
And did
surprise!
Did you remember the intro song to that movie? Johnny Cash?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, so I can't recall the intro song.
Ring of Fire, but yes.
As you were talking about he's walking, and bam, hits the car, and the car alarm goes off. Yes. I do remember that scaring the crap out of me.
Yes, that was the most effective use of music that I've ever seen. Because the music doesn't start until after the scare. The scare
right.
just happens because it's right. Wow, you've got that visual impact. You've got all this lead up and heavy, heavy, heavy. Whoa. That's kind of an impression. It's like, man, this is messed up. And you're expecting something to jump out of the car at that time. It's like, oh, no, not that. It's just the car alarm goes off. And that's the only thing there that goes off. It's so cool.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this rather than typing it out.
Uh-oh.
No, it doesn't seem like my type of movie, but what if I were to tell you I was cuddled up next to this really cute guy, and when I got scared, I cuddled even closer to him.
Yeah, some guys like those kind of movies for the girls.
They get closer to the girls, yeah.
Well, the girls get closer to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of predictable. So, yeah, I love that movie. And Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire has been used. Wait, actually, I think I need a statistic on this.
Good song.
I'm sure there's this thing, a statistic on this that I want. It's use in media. It has been used in the episode of Numbers TV series. Used a bit in Silent Hill. Used a bit in the movie Roadie. Used in the show The Wire. Big Brother. Rock Band 3. Guitar Hero. Tui, tui, tui on both of those games.
I love Rock Band. We always have Rock Band parties.
Hey, why doesn't it mention anything about movies in this? Damn silly twinkle nuts. Okay, because I'm pretty sure it was also in Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead remake song intro. Wait a sec. I need more data. Come on, people, give me more data. Oh, no, it was Johnny Cash, but it was The Man Comes Around. See, that Cash guy, he gets around. He's the man.
Johnny Cash is awesome. I like his music.
Yes, and why is Jack watching the horror movies with the light on? Seriously, people. Oh, Jack, but Jack liked 28 Weeks Later because of the military stuff. yeah, because when they do wide area dispersal of napalm bombs or whatever, it's like it just follows along the streets. I was a little wigged on that when that happened. But, ooh, I have to make another note here because I just thought of it. So, back to movie and music. Now, with 28 Days Later as my initial example, great use of music as texture, as an effort to try and blend both the visual experience with the auditory experience, but not trying to kill you and hit you over the head with something that was like that kind of silly. Because I swear to God, like half the movies nowadays that come out that are cheap horror movies, they try and hit you over the head with that dee 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 bam, dee 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 bam. It gets so predictable.
Yeah. Predictable is not fun.
Well, especially not in horror, because once you get predictable, then you become inured to it. And watching is like, oh, look, they just sliced that guy's stomach open. Oh, yeah, here's the music. And look, the monster came out of his belly. Oh, my. I'm surprised. What's next? Oh, the rampaging vine monster's running around, swallowing. Oh, that's sad. I saw that coming. Not. You know what I mean? It's very bad.
Totally.
Now, then you get into movies that have sound and music that becomes very iconic, such as Jaws. That song, I love that song. It always makes me go, ooh, shark! Where's the shark? I want to see a shark! I use some other words as well, but this is a polite family show, so I'm not going to use those other words. Sharks! You know? And then Friday the 13th with all those weird movie type things. Sorry, Halloween. they're great movie soundtracks. X-Files is another one. Uh-oh. Jack's knocking at my door. Why is Jack knocking at the door?
Who's
there, Jack? It's going to probably take him a minute or two to get the joke going because there's a bit of a delay from audio to chat room. I think it's a 30-second delay. Either that. Oh, Land Shark! No, it's pizza delivery. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Land Shark!
Land Shark who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mail delivery. You've never seen this yet.
No.
You have to watch the movie. Sorry, the TV show, Saturday Night Live, and look for Landshark. Google it, it's on YouTube. It's like everywhere. It's fun little stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. Skits on YouTube all over the place. So some other movies that had some great music, because you get, I think there's really three kinds of music that's used on movies and stuff. Yeah, I'm going to copy edit your joke, really, seriously. I think some use classical music, like 2001, Space Odyssey. Beautiful score, classic music, just interwoven straight throughout the movie and all the main highlighted points. And it's just, you have this huge panoramic view of things going on in space on the starship. And, oh, okay, then you've got the big monolith on the moon and then the apes and everything. And it just blends beautifully with what's going on in the action. Have you seen 2001 A Space Odyssey? Say you have, please. She hasn't seen that movie. Okay. It's a classic movie. It's a very sci-fi movie. It's a very sci-fi movie. I believe that for today's modern generation of people, and I believe Jack can agree with me and say, okay, don't go there, that it probably will not appeal too much to today's generation, because it really is like science fiction. Science fiction is boring as hell in most cases, and a lot of people who want flashy, look, laser beams, pew, 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 bam, okay, guy gets the girl, goes on to the next stage. That's not science fiction. That's actually science fantasy. Science fiction is about how does science actually really work? How does it get there? How do you do stuff? How does things get done. One of my favorite science fiction horror movies, Event Horizon, has a beautiful soundtrack done by, I can't remember the guy's name right now, but he's an orbital crap. It's all really techno-symphonic music, and it's scored so well that you really feel a resonance through the entire movie. He did a whole soundtrack that goes along beginning to end with the movie that is in tune and in line with the action. Oh, Timothy didn't like the whole movie. But the music is beautifully well done. And I think music that's done properly in a movie brings a lot of texture to it that just makes the experience better. And when you get crappy music, it's like, crap, let's turn the volume down so I don't have to hear that crap. And I had a theme that I was going, oh yes, 2001, classical music. So that's one style. Then you have the other style, like, say, Gross Point Blank. Great movie. I love that movie. John Cusack, not my favorite actor, but I really liked him in this movie as a... Have you seen that movie?
Yes, I have.
Because I'm jumping genres here, by the way, and I will do that sometimes because I'm psychotic and hungry. That's the way it works. You know that. It's after rot. We got
it's
it.
After rot, and you're hungry, and
yum 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 yum.
I know.
So, a movie like Gross Point Blank, in any other way, has pop music, contemporary music at the time. Violent Femmes' song on there, "Whisper in the Wind," something. "Hunger in the Wind." I can't remember the name of the song, but it's a great song. I love that song. I always love that song. Anywhere's no whatever it is, but they can really screw a movie up by putting in songs that really don't fit. Not that right. One. That one was good. I mean, that one was really good. Michael Kamen, that's it. That was his name. Yeah. He's from Orbital. He's awesome score guy. He did great music. Event Horizon. I have the soundtrack somewhere. I didn't play that song for today because I think there's four songs and they're like 20 minutes long each. Wasn't going to do that. Oh, yes. And Fiona, Highlander 1. Ooh, yes. Great music in that one, too, with Queen. Awesome music. That had such depth and scope to it. It's like you're talking Scotland, you got the background going on, you got all this huge music going on, then you get the amphitheater, whatever the fight scene was, and the parking lot, and then you got all that loud, cool rock music going on. Love Highlander. All the sequels, though, sucked. I'm sorry, that's my personal opinion, and I'm sticking with it. I'm pretty sure Jack's going to agree with it.
Your personal opinion.
I'm pretty much guessing Jack's going to agree with me, too. And they had two TV series as well. If the whole premise of the movie is there can only be one, how the hell can you have three more movies and two freaking TV series and an animated movie? and a video game.
They had an animated movie?
Yeah, a Japanese animation movie. It was pretty good, though. That one was the only good sequel one, because they took the idea and made it 25th century or whatever, some weird, super new, far future type thing, and it was like, oh, that's pretty cool, though.
I remember watching the TV series with my dad.
You watched the TV series? Which one?
Highlander.
Okay, so you didn't watch The Raven? The Highlander, The Raven was the series with the one of the women from the Highlander series. It was her spin-off. So she's a Highlander too. But again, there can only be one. That was all settled in 1989 or whatever. It's like, okay, it's 2000-something, and there's a whole bunch more of Highlanders running around again.
I don't remember which series it was, but it was not a girl.
Okay, so that was probably...
I'll tell you it was a guy.
That was the first regular series then.
Probably. And it was when I was young. Like,
ooh, and another good thing...
It wasn't in the 2000s.
And another good media thing that had great music, Twilight Zone. Doody 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 doody. Everybody knows that stupid thing. That jingle is awesome.
We actually talked about Twilight Zone in school today.
No.
Yes, because I'm taking a photography class, and we're talking about black and white, and we got into some cinematography.
No.
Yes. Because Twilight Zone uses a lot of black and white.
Twilight Zone is almost all black and white.
Right.
Because it's in the time from black and white movies.
But it was talked about at school today.
Excellent. See? There you go. Little bits and pieces.
Unlock this door with the key of magic.
Don't go any further with that. I don't want people knowing what the magic thing is.
Huh?
Exactly. Don't let them get the key, because it is a trap. I don't want them out.
Give me the key.
No. But, you know what the key is. You know what the key is. The key is cookies.
I want cookies.
Yes. Cookies. Now, I'm going to say a couple of words, and I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you're not familiar with them. But I know at least 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the chat room who are going to be familiar with it.
Okay. We're sticking with
movies and music. This is Spinal Tap.
I've heard of Spinal Tap.
5 out of 5 people in the chat room have heard of this movie then. Have you seen it, though? We're going to crank it up to 11, mate!
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay.
I've heard of it, though.
All right. So
doesn't that count for something?
Absolutely. Like I said, I was surprised that you'd heard of it. Hi, Nina. Nina's just joined us in the chat room.
Welcome, Nina.
So Spinal Tap, if you're not that familiar with the movie, is truly a parody of sorts. And I'm going to go now with music movies for a bit as well, because I got 3 movies that I absolutely love. Spinal Tap is one of them. So the whole premise of the movie is about this so-called fake band called Spinal Tap on tour. And they're not a real band, except that they've toured since then, and like a real band. And they put this whole movie together, and it's an over-the-top, fun little heavy metal serenade to fun. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And one of my other favorite movies is, and this will surprise everybody, Jesus Christ Superstar.
I have heard of that and watched it.
Aha! Jesus Christ Superstar, who are you, what do you say, and all the rest of the song. That movie was weird for me because I saw that when that came out, and it was one of these trippy, wow, people dance and sing in a movie, and I don't mind the music, but it's weird. What are they talking about? Oh, there's a story going on, too. Ooh. See, I'm not into musicals at all myself.
I like musicals.
Yeah. They don't normally do it for me. because most of the music is showy tunes or, oh, happy, sappy, crappy, pappy. And for me, for the most part, it all sounds and tastes like pablum to me. But when they get a good series of music, for me, good music being heavy, hard, kind of rocking, kind of talking about weird stuff, talking about heavy-duty stuff, talking about life, society, existence, the dark shadows that hide behind people's eyes. I love that kind of music. Which should not surprise anybody that I like this next movie, Repo, the Genetic Opera. Have you seen that one?
Love Repo.
You've seen this movie. And it's a horror movie. And it's a fun movie. And yes, yes, Jack, I do like Little Shop of Horrors. That was very good. I haven't seen Sweeney Todd yet, but I will.
I've seen Sweeney Todd.
Oh, see? You've seen a movie I haven't.
I've seen a movie that you haven't?
That is correct.
That our listeners are telling you about? What?
Correct. Look, you've seen Sweeney Todd.
Everyone heard it first. I've seen Sweeney Todd and ZZ hasn't.
Yes, but have you seen O Zombie?
Say what?
O Zombie? Have you seen Death Race 2000? Have you seen Death Kappa?
I've seen Death Race. I don't know.
You've seen the new movie Death Race, which has What's-His-Face from Transporter in it. Right?
No.
Which one did you see? The one with David Carradine in it?
I don't know.
Oh. Now I'm sad. And yes, EW, I just saw the commercial for the third Death Race movie in the new version with Danny Trejo in it. It looks... I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I think it might be great and I think it might be, wow, that's bad. You know
okay,
what I mean?
I'm going to IMDb, and I'll look it up, and I'll tell you which one I'm seeing.
Okay. Now, I am going to type one quick thing here, and I'm going to press a button in a few seconds. But first, I'm going to talk about all the things that I love about the movie Repo, the Genetic Opera. It is a cool-as-hell storyline, the main premise being, hey, in the future, people want to live forever, so you know what? You can switch your body parts because they wear out. So, get new body parts. Hey, here's a company that wants to come along and say, you can rent body parts. You can't afford to buy them outright because that costs way too much. How about you rent them? And everybody who wants to live forever obviously says, that sounds like a spectacular idea. And they rent body parts. So, our main guy, whose name is escaping me, Anthony Michael... Oh, crap, I can't remember his name right now. Crap! Giles! I can't remember his name. Giles is the main guy in this movie. He's a repo man. Yes, that's it, Anthony Michael Hall. Thank you, EW. He's a repo man. So when people are late and behind on their payments on their body parts that they've been renting, he's the guy that goes out to get the parts back. Isn't that a coot?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's violent, it's gory, and...
Jack says Anthony Head.
Yeah, whatever.
I won't relay the other part.
Dingbat's nothing hard to say.
Because I'm nice.
And it is Anthony Michael Hall. Head. Anthony Michael Head. Yeah, whatever. AMH. Bo. Hey, don't make me start going all gangsta on you. Yo.
Oh,
I won't
dear.
Do it. I won't do it. Just not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Oh, my. Alan's joined. Shh. Everybody, shush.
Alan.
So, Repo. Did you know that Joan Jett has a cameo appearance in the movie? I love Joan Jett's music, by the way. She has an uncredited...
Joan Jett in that movie.
She has an uncredited cameo in the appearance in the movie. It's the scene where the young girl... I can't remember her name either. But she is the rebellious teenager who wants to just shake up the system
or
whatever.
Go out into the world.
Yes. So she has her little dream sequence of her playing the guitar and everything.
Shiloh.
Yes. She has her little dream sequence going. Joan Jett is the rocker in the background that's playing into her dream sequence. She's just playing an actual song in it. Yeah. It's a cool little segue that brings a kind of a psychedelic-y type flip into the story at the same time as a cool song and at the same time as portraying part of the storyline, which is, as I'm saying, in this particular mix, the music is what's bringing the story along at each of the points along the plot, each of the points along where the characters make the whole interaction and dichotomies between themselves. It's like, hey, look, I'm repossessing your liver! Slice! And then it goes into a whatever kind of song that was, a sort of like a gentle ballad song. It's like, wow, dude, that's just messed up. And then, oh crap, I can't remember her name. Okay, see, this is what happens, people. Don't get old. Don't become a zombie.
Do you want the IMDb page?
No. I don't need that. What I need is, what the hell was her name? What was her name, people? Come on, work with me here.
What did she do in the movie?
Sarah Brightman.
She played Blonde Mag.
Yes.
She was the singer.
She played the final repossession character in the movie for which Giles, I'm going to call him Giles, I can't say his name, Anthony Michael Head or whatever. She plays the character, oh, her eyes. She's been renting her eyes because she's blind. And the company wants to repossess them. And she doesn't want to play their game because she thinks it's bad. So she's singing this beautiful, haunting, dark song. And it's so beautiful, it's so pretty. And then she plucks her eyes out. It was beautiful.
No.
It was so cool the way they played that. I just, wow, that's messed up and fun. And I have to say one other little quirky little thing about this movie. Paris Hilton, only role I could ever believe her in. Spoiled, bratty, blonde, rich, insert word that rhymes with a witch. Yep. That's Paris Hilton. And on that note,
she played it well.
She did. But on that note, Did you miss us? Did you enjoy that tune? I did. That's the only reason I really like that song in that movie. It's because of that song. I love that song.
What movie is that from?
Star Wars, Episode 1, The Phantom Penance. Okay, Phantom Menace, whatever. We saw Jar Jar Binks. We saw Akunada! That movie.
The movie that told. I have news for you guys, though.
That you have not seen this movie.
I have not, but I have friends that are going to make me sit down and watch all of them back to back.
Oh, well, maybe you should wait till the new one comes out. The new one.
We gotta work me up to all this, though, ZZ.
That was kind of a joke because we don't know when the new one's gonna come out. We're thinking they're maybe doing a new one, but nobody really knows for sure. They're kind of hoping that, say, someone really cool like Guillermo del Toro is going to direct it, because that would be super awesome, because he's good at it, and would probably make it not suck, like the episode 1, 2, and 3, which mostly kind of sucked. You can kind of guess that I'm a big fan of the original three movies.
Yes.
They were, ooh, that's cool. And again, back to what I said earlier, not science fiction, science fantasy. They're more about, oh, look, flashy, as opposed to, huh, how do the technical things work? So, I still like it. I like it a lot. And I liked some of the things from the episode 1, 2, and 3 movies. But I really thought it was way too much of, hey, what kind of flashy toy can we sell today with this? Let's put it in the movie. And it's like, oh, God. However, I did like Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee as, what the hell was this? Count Dooku. He was just cool. What the hell was that? Did you just kill something? Seriously, did you just kill something? Huh?
I was going to say an elephant.
You just killed something. Yay, Jazzy.
Why are you Jazzy? I didn't kill anything.
Yeah, that's not what I heard. I heard you kill something. I've got it recorded on tape, too. Dude.
I didn't do it. What did I kill then?
I don't know what it was you killed, but it something died.
What
died? I heard it. I'll play it back for you later. I heard it.
You better tell me what I killed then.
I don't know what it was. I'm just saying something died.
I didn't do it.
It's okay. I know who did it. I know where it was. Moving along, right along now. Sticking with our theme of music and movies and cool stuff. Ooh, actually, I have three movies now to throw into the next phase of this discussion. Animated movies and cool music that goes with it. Dun dun dun.
Let's see if I know them.
You should know at least two of them.
Watch me surprise you and know all three of them.
You're not going to know the third one.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We'll go with the first one, Fantasia, which I don't think is a full movie. I think it's just a short movie. But it's a Disney movie.
Which one?
The one with Mickey Mouse playing with the broom and stuff. I love that song. And I love that animated bit. Yeah, the first one. The only one that mattered.
Hey, there was Fantasia. What was it? Fantasia 2000?
Yes, there was. I didn't see it. All of it, anyways. The first one is the only one that matters.
But
what? What, you got a butt? You're going to kill the butt now, too?
Yes, I'm going to kill the butt now, too.
Oh, okay, so kill the butt. Waiting. Oh, there we go. That's a butt killed. Yes, so Fantasia. Beautiful animation. Lovely style that Disney was really, really good at. Oh, I don't want to know about what the EW is talking about the butt. Don't want to know. Wouldn't be prudent. So, Night on Bald Mountain. What? I don't know where Jack's going with that sometimes. He's an odd fellow. Strange. Oh!
I don't know.
Yes. Remind me, I've got to say something about the boogeyman later. Fantasia. Cool movie. Great animation. Great music. I always remember that scene with him dancing with the brooms. Hey, I'm going to be smart, and I'm going to make the brooms do all the work for me. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, shit, they're doing more. Oh, when? Jack is trying to be super spiffy, smarty pants.
Night on Bald Mountain. Wait a minute.
I don't remember Night on Bald Mountain.
They're throwing the lightning bolts around and...
Yeah, there's lightning bolts being thrown around. Mickey is the magician. He throws lightning bolts. Whee!
Oh, it wasn't in Mickey's song. It was in a different song.
Well, the movie's got more than one song. It's not just one set little piece. It's not a vignette. It's a collection of events that occurred in a movie and went bam. Yes? Okay. Moving on to the next animated movie. I'm sure you've heard of this one, and I'm willing to bet you've probably seen it even. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes!
Yeah,
of course I've seen that one.
I have actually not seen the whole movie, but what I have seen of it...
You have to watch all of it.
I will eventually watch all of it.
Just watch all of it.
You
hush
now.
It's a Christmas movie and a Halloween movie. Combined in one.
Yes. The scene that I have seen that I really enjoyed, which makes me want to watch it, is Oogie Boogie dancing around a tied-up Santa Claus, singing about how he's going to feed him to the cauldron or whatever.
Love Oogie Boogie.
Well, of course.
The Oogie Boogie Man.
Yes. So that is a movie. I have the soundtrack to it, so it plays at work for me all the time. It's like, I start singing to it. It's like, ah, shit, I'm singing to Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay. It's catchy. It's very, very, very catchy. All the music really works. And it...
Yes, kidnap the Sandy Claus.
Yes, sorry. That. Ooh. And
I'm getting all excited because it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you have Jack Skellington. He's a skeleton.
Okay, so I know more about the movie than you do right now.
Well, I'm
Jack Skellington. Jack Skellington is the king of Halloween Town.
No, he's the Pumpkin King.
The Pumpkin King. The king of Halloween Town.
Yes, so, but they call him the Pumpkin King.
Yes, because that's part of the mythos behind Halloween. So he's jealous that Christmas gets all the fun and glory and glitz and glam. He wants to take over in Santa Claus Town. And yes, he has a dead dog. I love the dead dog. So that's another great movie that's got music that is using the music to work the audience over to say, hey, look, this is cool, but at the same time, here's the subliminal stuff that's working on you that says, wow, that's more than just cool, that's like neat. And that's what I like in music that's really well done into a movie that integrates both the visual, what you're looking at, as well as the what you're hearing. And it really sucks when it's done badly, but really cool when it's done well. So, ready for the third movie? Ready for the third animated movie? Ha 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 ha.
I'm ready.
Heavy Metal. Long pause, silence, crickets, crickets, crickets. You've not heard of this movie, have you?
Never even heard of it.
Ha 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 ha. Told you.
I know of heavy metal as a type of music.
As a genre of music, yes.
Yeah. But
Yes, EW knows all three of them. He's so proud. That's okay. Heavy Metal.
Does EW want a cookie?
Probably does. Heavy Metal the movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. One of, because I got lots of favorite movies of all time, because there's a ton of movies that I've seen in my life. But Heavy Metal is, are you familiar with the magazine Heavy Metal?
No.
You have not heard of the magazine Heavy Metal? And you're on a show that talks about comic books? And zombies? And fantasy art? Okay. Well, a little bit of backstory then. Heavy Metal the magazine is an adult comic magazine, premium format type thing, where it's all about art, fantasy, comic books in a pushing the edge, not just, hey, look, I'm a superhero in tights, fly, 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 fly. It's about stories, sword and sorcery, science fiction, hardcore, all kinds of really, really cool stories and artwork. Now, the magazine's been out since, like, late 60s, early 70s or something like that, so it's been around for a couple of decades before the movie came out. And yes, as Tim says, lots of boobs. As I was kind of implied by the adult comic part of the expression, it's... So the movie is kind of meant to be a little bit of a representation of what the magazine was like. It's about extremely different types of stories, extremely different types of artwork, different types of mediums, and all sorts of visual constructs. The magazine has a number of artists that I really like, Frank Frazetta, Richard Corbin, Kevin Eastman, Simon Beasley, all these really cool artists. So at some point, I believe it was Kevin Eastman is the guy who's the main guy that was part of it, decides to try and get them all together to make an animated movie. So this movie is set down into four shorts throughout the movie. It's what they call a vignette movie. So you have four bits that are individual stories, but are looped together by the, "It's my Lochnar, bitch, give it back!" Sorry, that's a line in the movie. The Lochnar is in the first vignette. It's this green glowing orb, which is basically chaos energy, that flips into each of the different stories and is the nexus generator of all of the bad stuff that happens in that story. So there's a really cool story about a Corvette flying through the air, launching from... That's actually the intro to the movie, where it comes and lands. There's... a World War II fighter pilot story where the fighter pilots are all landing up on this Bermuda-esque island in the middle of nowhere land. But behind each of the stories is really good heavy metal music all woven together to these animated bits. And the best part is, Timothy, are you sitting down? And Jack, too. Are you sitting down? Most of the movie was done by Canadian voice actors, specifically people from Second City, the comedy group, like John Candy and a whole crap load of other people that are all part of the Second City group, which is a very famous comedy group from Canada. Did you know that, boys and girls? I'm hearing silence and crickets.
I did not know about this movie, so no, I did not know that.
Okay.
But that's awesome.
No, Jack, I knew you knew that. I was just testing you, because, you know, I'm a tester. That was me being corny. This is me trying to do another song that I can't really do because I'm terrible. I don't have a sense of tune to actually give, but I can follow any tune. Knight Rider. I love the little bits from Knight Rider. And X-Files. Great little audio bit. Just that little doo-doo-doo-doo. That little clip. It's just like freaky as hell, but I always remember where that comes from whenever I hear just a little tiny bit of it. Ooh. And Terminator. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. When the Terminator starts showing up and starts chasing everybody. You always get that little audio clip thing going in the back of your head. Love those things. So I'm going to talk about one more. See? That one. That one. And I always remember the one from Airwolf as well, but I can never remember how to pronounce it. But as soon as I hear it, I know it. It's just cool. You know, it's that memory thing. As some of the social scientist types say, you can connect memories to tastes, sounds, and texture feelings. Like, you can feel something, and you can remember... Ah! I don't know what that one was.
Are we under attack?
I think we are. Dive! Huh?
Please tell me you didn't unleash the zombies.
No. EW was looking for Airwolf, but I think he loosed something else. But it's like, Petticoat Junction! I also remember that song, too, from a TV show in the 60s, 70s. Oh, and Hogan's Heroes, and the Rat Pack, and what else? Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, see? In those days, they made tunes at the beginning of TV shows that were catchy and quirky, and you could remember them. Nowadays, I don't like it so much. But I love some of the stuff that they put in movies. I love the classical... And the classical type. And EW is going to try and test my memory. So go for it, EW. Throw it at me. I don't hear nothing. Oh, come on. Green Acres.
My dad was just talking about that earlier.
Green Acres. I grew up watching that stuff. Dude, I have all of those. So I've got a CD somewhere. It's 60... intro songs for TV shows from the whole past Nine Yards and whatever. But I'm going to talk about one of my favorite musicians in movie music type stuff. His name is Danny Elfman. Now, Jazzy, I will not think less of you for not knowing his name.
I would have to know what movies he did music for. And then I could tell you if I know of him.
Who's the guy director that likes to work with Johnny Depp all the time?
Tim Burton.
That one. Every Tim Burton movie he's done, his music has been done by Danny Elfman.
Okay, so I know his music then.
You should know his music.
I know his music. I don't know of it by his name, though.
Any movie that has a lot of money to throw at music... involves Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman's music credits for movies is humongous. I love his music because before he started doing movie music and stuff, he also had a band called Oingo Boingo. And I love that band.
Can you say the band name again? Because that just sounded funny.
Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo. They have a lot of musics about dead things, which obviously is one of the reasons why I like them. But their music sounds poppy. You know, it sounds, catchy, look, good tune. But listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh my God, what the hell are you talking about? Jeez. Yeah, it's still cool, but wow. You wouldn't exactly expect to hear that on a top 40 station, even though it might sound very pop-like. And that music, I always liked it. But... okay, let's get a couple of listings. So, yes, somebody's mentioned Batman as one of Danny's musical... okay, what the hell. Let's go straight to IMDb. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. Come on, Danny! And Ernie Fowler has joined us in the conversation. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie.
Okay, let's go to music department. Okay, so The Simpsons did that. Desperate Housewives did that. Oh, look, he did the Lego Batman video game. Oh, wait. Uh-oh. He's got a credit here that I can't actually be happy that he's done. Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3.
Oh, dear.
Moving along. Corpse Bride. That's not a surprise. That was one of Things movies. Let's see what else here. Perversions of Science. Ooh, Mars Attacks. Yeah. Darkman 3. Die, Darkman, die. Ooh. And one of my other favorite movies, Tales from the Crypt. We did a lot of the TV series for Batman, too. Yeah, it's very good. Nightmare Before Christmas, by the way, was done by him. All of that music. Jazzy?
Huh?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes.
That was him. Danny Elfman.
Well, I kind of assumed that when you said he worked with Tim Burton.
Okay. Beetlejuice, that one too. And what kills me, because I never thought about this, but he did The Flash as
really?
Well. The TV series. And Sledgehammer. And Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, dear God.
That's just crazy stuff. Crazy. Oh, he did Dark Shadows, too. Bah. Alice in Wonderland? Yeah, that's not a surprise to me. Wanted? Blah. Blah. Nacho Libre? Eh, that's funny. Okay, so let's put it this way. He's got about 71 movies that he's done the soundtracks to. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, yes, right, I remember that. And he has composed the music to about 88 different titles as well. So, him... It's one of my favorite. Oh, he did Frankenweenie as well.
Love Frankenweenie. I have to see the new one still.
Yeah, I'm talking about the new one.
Did he do the original one?
No. That's an old movie. He's not that old.
But. Okay.
But if you want to catch some really good soundtrack music, check out Danny Elfman. His music rocks, and it's good.
So, will do.
That's pretty much our show for the day on really good music. And, oh yeah, he did do Rudd Back to School, too. Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to say something about one more quick thing. A movie called Idle Hands has The Offspring in it. The little funny bit on this is they were asked to be in the movie to write some of the music to it, and their music's in it. Great song, love the band, everything else. And they said, okay, but only if we die in a really cool way. That was why they
really?
Wanted to be in the movie. Yeah. If you get the opportunity, it's a fun little horror movie. Jessica Alba, I think it's her first real movie role before she did Dark Angel. Very hot young girl at the time. Still in the same category. But, couple of quick things. I'm just going to say it again because, you know, we want to share and make sure everybody goes and votes for the TMV Cafe at the shortyawards.com. Go there. Vote now. Vote often. Vote as much as you can. Do it. And that's at the normal http://shortyawards.com. TMV Cafe, or in the backslash before TMV Cafe. Vote it. Tweet it. Share it. Get on Facebook. Every little social thingy that you can, pop it. And I'm sure EW will pop the address again in the chat room. And what's up next, Jazzy?
Free pie!
And do you know who's going to be on with EW today? Our rock and rock star who's now in the chat room, Ernie Fowler.
Yay!
Stay
and listen. Ernie's going to be on.
Exactly. And after that, we're going to have... Mental candy. Yum, 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 yum. And I think that... Thanks for showing up, everybody. Appreciate y'all being here. Come on back now, you hear?
See you next week.
A big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.